Bomb delivers deadly wake-up call on Brexit. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent. The Irish Times and Irish Examiner also carry front-page stories blaming dissident Republicans for yesterday's bomb attack close to the Fermanagh border. The Irish Times, Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror all lead today, meanwhile, with the phone conversation which took place between the British Prime Minister and the Taoiseach last night. Government cautious on Johnson's backstop alternatives is the headline in the Times, while it's backstop won't be axed in the Mirror, and we will not back down in the Mail. The lead editorial in today's Independent continues in the same vein as its lead story this morning. The chilling events at Wattle Bridge show the shadow of the past will creep up on us if we do not cherish and protect the shared gains we have made, the writer suggests. There are those standing in the wings, all too happy to take advantage of any weakening in our resolve to cooperate or to work together to copper fasten peace. Our political leaders have a heavy burden of responsibility to make sure there is no hiding place or space for such shadowy figures to return. And in another piece in today's Independent, Hugh O'Connell questions what the government is doing to avoid the return of a hard border, describing its strategy as utterly bizarre and deeply worrying now that we are facing down the barrel of a catastrophic crash-out Brexit. Another story which dominates this morning's front pages is the latest survey from Daft.ie, which found that rents have risen by 6.7% across the country in the past year. The Times and Independent run with front page reports on that survey, while the Examiner leads with the line that renters are now paying an average of €500 more per month than those who are servicing a mortgage. For its lead story, meanwhile, The Echo quotes an assertion made by UCC economist Frank Crowley that up to 100,000 apartments need to be built in Cork City over the next 20 years to tackle the city's rental crisis. Elsewhere on the front pages this morning, the Herald leads with the line that a man who was questioned by Gardaí in relation to the assault on 75-year-old Paddy Hansard in Ballybock in Dublin at the weekend, but was later released on Sunday night, has gone into hiding. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Star reports that the body of Irish teenager Nora Quaran was found 600 metres from the Malaysian holiday home she disappeared from, and not 2 kilometres as was originally thought. But finally, there's lots of blue and gold again today across the front of your newspapers. While yesterday's pictures featured the Tipperary players who won the Liam McCarthy Cup on Sunday, today it's the fans who are in the foreground. The picture on the front of the Independent is of sisters Caitlin, Aoife and Kira Shelley, who attended last night's team homecoming at Semple Stadium. Writing in today's Times, meanwhile, Thomas Conway reports that every demographic was represented in Thurles last night, and that although no official attendance figures were released, the general consensus amongst stewards was that the crowd was massive.
Thanks indeed, Fiona, for that.